This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an archaeology project is telling an amazing story of Native American history in Wisconsin, and it's finding the evidence under the lawns of Trempealeau.
First, Wisconsin cheesemakers are expressing serious concerns over a decision made by the Food and Drug Administration this week.
Wooden boards, which have been used by cheese producers around the world in the aging process, were called unsanitary by the FDA after the agency cited several New York operations for using them. Despite state laws that permit the process, the move could spell the end of wooden board aging nationwide.
Here with us to talk about the FDA's decision and what it could mean for Wisconsin is Jeannie Carpenter. She's the director of the Wisconsin Artisan Cheesemaker Guild. Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why is the FDA upset about using wood boards to age cheese?
Well, for the past many, many years, the FDA has left it up to different to the states, really, to enforce cheese aging on woods. And recently in New York State, last week actually, they decided that all of a sudden that wooden boards are no longer sanitary to age cheese on. And not only have they decided this for New York, but for the entire country. And also beyond that, they've now said that no cheese being imported into the United States aged on wooden boards should be allowed either.
Well, give us a little 101 here. Why do cheesemakers use wooden boards? What do they get out of that?
Well, cheese has been aged on wooden boards for, centuries, especially in Europe. Wood is used primarily because it imparts flavor. You know, there's a reason why certain French and Swiss, Italian cheese appellations, like Gruyere, Comté, Parmesan Reggiano, they actually require specific species of wood when aging wheels of cheese. When you don't use wood, the flavor, the texture, even the composition of cheese changes. I mean, even the difference in the air circulation from resting wheels on wood versus plastic or metal can influence a cheese's taste. So cheesemakers had figured this out a long, long time ago. And it's been safe for a long time, and so we're wondering what's changed.
And this is legal under Wisconsin state law. How widespread is it? How much cheese is made with this method?
In Wisconsin, it's estimated between 20 and 30 million pounds of cheese are being aged on wood. And this is, this is from cheesemakers really small, just making a few wheels a year, to bigger cheesemakers making thousands and hundreds of thousands of cheeses a year. Cheesemakers from small to large have figured out that cheese tastes different and some would argue better when aged on wood.
What are you hearing as far as reaction from cheesemakers around the state?
Well, everyone's sort of in this sense of disbelief right now, and it's quickly going from disbelief to high levels of distress. There's cheese factories who have built specific aging facilities underground, to state and FDA regulations where they are aging cheese on wood. And they're really concerned that the time and the investment that they've put into these facilities is going to be lost if the FDA decides that wood or if it enforces that wood is indeed illegal.
You mentioned that plastic and metal might come up with a different taste, a different kind of cheese. Is there an alternative to using the wood that the FDA is apparently banning?
No, they're not stating any sort of alternatives. They're just stating that wooden shelves they're saying that they're a porous material, and so anything that is in a cheese factory or cheese aging facility must be a non-porous material and must be adequately cleaned and sanitized. And the kicker here is that wood boards, no cheesemaker just, nilly-willy ages cheese on boards. These wooden boards are sanitized. They are cleaned. They're often heated in kilns to kill the bacteria. Cheesemakers take this seriously. It's not something that we just discovered. They've been doing it for hundreds of years.
Well, the FDA is taking on more of a prevention role when it comes to food safety instead of reacting to an outbreak. They're trying to stop things like listeria is their main worry here. Is there a case to be made for better safe than sorry? If we've got these porous materials that could harbor listeria, maybe we should look for other ways to do this?
Well, as far as I know, and I've read a lot of studies, I don't know of any cheese that's been recalled specifically because of being aged on wood. That if there's a problem in cheese, it's typically not because of the material it's aged on. It's because something else happened to that milk long before it got placed on that wooden board. So just because there are studies, actually there was a study that came out of the Wisconsin Center for Dairy Research in 2013 where they decided that based on the beneficial effects of wood boards on cheese ripening, that the use of wood boards does not present any sort of danger as long as thorough cleaning procedures is followed. So I think we need to follow that.
So if there are listeria and other foodborne illness outbreaks out there, it's not the cheese?
Well, I mean, it's the cheese, but it's not the wooden board.
Okay. Now, I've seen some reaction pointing to the role of the Food Safety Modernization Act passed a couple years back. Is that part of the story?
I think so, because FDA is taking very much a preventive versus a reactive stance on food safety now under FSMA, as it's lovingly called. Mm-hmm. But I think in this case, their proactive stance is very much misplaced. Science is not on their side in this case. I think they are really interpreting studies incorrectly. And I'm hoping in time that other folks in the FDA will read these same studies and will hopefully clarify the position to going back to letting state departments of agriculture and state safety inspectors like they are now and to enforce the rule.
Well, you mentioned you hope that in time they do that, but is this federal law in effect right now for everyone?
It is. But what I'm hearing from state departments of health is that they are still they're not going to be closing down cheese factories, first of all. Nobody wants to lose the economic presence of dairy, especially here in Wisconsin. I think we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode. I know that the FDA is crafting a press release further clarifying their position on this issue. So I think everybody, from consumer to cheesemaker to the folks at state departments of ag are waiting for further clarification from the FDA.
Some of the cheeses aged on these on wood, they're multi-year processes, aren't they?
They are. I mean, some of the most famous cheeses in America are aged on wood. We have here in Wisconsin, Pleasant Ridge Reserve from Uplands Cheese. It's a triple Best in Show winner from the American Cheese Society. It's been aged on wooden boards from its beginning. Likewise, for current U.S. champion cheese, Marika Gouda from Thorpe. And then cheeses, in Vermont, Cabot Classbound. Basically name a famous cheese from America that's won major awards, and it's been aged on wood.
But I wonder, since it can take years to age some of these cheeses, is that making it difficult for cheesemakers to plan? Should I start a new batch now that might be a 1 or 3 or 5 year process, knowing that maybe I'll have to stop midway through?
That's a really good question. I suppose a lot of cheesemakers are wondering that. But the other thing I'm hearing from cheesemakers is that they have been very compliant with everything else that FDA has handed down to them through FSMA. They've been very compliant with increased regulation, increased inspection, increased critical control safety point plans. But I think a lot of them are going to say enough's enough with this decision, and I think the FDA is going to have a fight on their hands.
I know it's early in the reaction stage, but are cheesemakers, maybe even state officials, planning to pick up that fight?
I hope so. There's a lot of talk amongst the industry of trade organizations partnering with cheesemakers and even consumers. There's already been a petition filed with the White House to retract this clarification from the FDA. So this is interesting because this seems to be an issue that is binding consumers, the organizations, cheesemakers, and even politicians together. It's one of those issues that everybody loves their cheese and nobody wants it to go away.
Jeannie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Jeannie Carpenter. She's director of the Wisconsin Artisan Cheesemaker Guild. And we've had a lot of response to this issue on Facebook already at the Central Time Facebook page.
That's right. Jennifer has said, remarkably bad decision, one that could be particularly damaging for Wisconsin's economy.
And Beldar writes, good Lord, our cheese already loses the taste test when compared with cheese from the UK. The FDA isn't going to let up till we're all sitting around discussing the finer qualities of Velveeta over a glass of Morgan David. Well, thanks for those Facebook comments. And you can head over to the Central Time Facebook page and share your thoughts as well.